You are now listening to The Social Scene with your host, GZ. Get seen today and contact us at www.jzsocialenterprises.com. Today, the show is brought to you by Pace Public Relations and theglamorousguide.com. Welcome back to The Social Scene with Jay-Z at Jay-Z Social Enterprises. Today, I'm really excited to have such an awesome guy on the line, Dr. Rob Silverman, who is your go-to sports doctor, founder of New York ChiroCare, and the latest author of Amazon bestseller Inside Out Health. Hi, Dr. Rob. How are you today?
I'm doing great. And how are you?
Good. Thank you so much for coming on. We're so excited to learn all about your new book that you just came out with, and it is an Amazon bestseller. So congrats for that. That's awesome.
Thank you so much. It's been a dream of mine to be able to spread the word about health, and nothing's better than a book because it lasts for a long period of time.
It's so true. It's a forever novelty, right?
Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about your background. So how did you fall into the world of health and wellness?
I have a structural injury, and there was no real medical help. So when I was 18 years old, the doctor suggested they could cut my neck and stretch the muscles, and that would be the answer. And that didn't really sit well with me. So at that time, I actually sought out a chiropractor, and it wasn't a positive experience, believe it or not. So I went on to business school, still hadn't really found myself, and got a back injury playing some basketball, went to a chiropractor. And the Mark Twain quote came out. The Mark Twain quote that says the two most important days are the day you're born and the day you knew why. I knew when I got off that table, I wanted to be a chiropractor. So I finished up school and I enrolled in all the prerequisites and I went to chiropractic school. And I can tell you, going to chiropractic school, I was a totally different person. I can say this, that if something is your mission, you're into it. And it's not a job. It's a mission.
Love that. That's very insightful. So chiropractic, do you go to school for a long time for that? Or is it the standard like 4 years? Like give us a little background on that.
Well, as you know, I have my college degree in business and right. I went back for a couple of years to get all my sciences because, you know, when you have a business degree, you don't have bio, organic chemistry and the like.
True.
Chiropractic school is a 4-year degree. We actually spend more time in class than medical school. So after the 4 years, you can graduate with a doctorate of chiropractic passing your boards. I happen to have multiple designations. So I have 2 different diplomates, 2-year degrees. I have a master's, all these kind of certifications and things like that. So education has been on my plate for the last 20 years and will be for the next 50 when I die at 100 of hypervitaminosis. So you never stop. You never stop learning. That's right. All I'm going to say. You want to go to a doctor that learned something from a patient yesterday and learned something from a book yesterday and learned something from his heart because he's going to come back in a better doctor the next day. If not, seek out a different practitioner.
Love that. Thank you for the insight. So tell us about your latest book that you've come out with, Inside Out Health. So how did it all come together?
It's really funny. Inside Out Health, when I initially heard it, I didn't like the title. But when we were talking at the meeting with the book company, they said I must have said that 2 times in every paragraph. So the concept of Inside Out Health is really simple. We really don't have a healthcare system. We have a sick care system. Because right now, the standard medicine usually involves drugs.
True.
And they work really quickly by shutting off pathways that are causing the problem. The functional approach, and this sounds, you know, a little functional medicine now, is to look upstream in the body systems to see where the real cause of the problem lies. Inside Out Health is based on the theme that it's all about treating the system and not the symptom. Do not go to a doctor who wants to treat a bullet wound with a Band-Aid.
Love that. So give us an example of like a typical client that you would work with that you have a tip in your book so it all kind of relates.
Sure. Someone comes in and they point right at the front of their shoulder and go, it hurts here. There's 17 different muscles that can refer, if it's a muscle, mm-hmm. pain to the front of your shoulder. But that arm is attached to your whole body.
Right.
And we're all put together. It's all interconnected from the inside out. So if I were just to look at that one area, I would be lost because he who treats the side of pain is lost. And what's going on the inside is going to depict what's going on the outside. So my theme is manual rehab plus nutritional biochemistry will ultimately lead to optimum health.
Oh, that's awesome. So, okay, so for somebody like that, how would you treat them in that sense? Like, what would you recommend that they would do or things like that?
The way I assess them is that I assess them and I'll do them functionally. I'll look at the area. I'll look at the shoulder. I'll do all the different shoulder tests. I want to see why they're not moving well, because it's all about movement. That's the most interesting thing, because it doesn't matter if it hurts. If I don't correct the movement, ultimately, they're going to re-injure themselves. So I'm going to look at what structure is damaged, what movement pattern is not or is altered, if you will, and then I'm going to look at these nutritional biochemistries from the inside. I had a great patient yesterday. Great example. Her shoulder hurt. So I said, what are you drinking? She says, I'm drinking coffee, and it's not organic coffee. And I said, well, what's in the coffee? It was milk, fake milk. She had like creamer. She had 4 teaspoons of sugar. She had sweet and low. Everything that you could conceivably think of one time she was consuming in a fluid that was inflammatory, and her body's inflamed. And she can't understand how that shoulder, which is attached to her whole body, is not going to be able to heal because she's fueling herself with inflammation. Think of it like this. If I'm a mechanic and you come in and ask me to fix your engine, and I do, and you put oil in your gasoline tank, we're back to square one.
Right. Wow, that's such an interesting analysis. I like would never think of things like that, because it's true. Like, no matter what you consume, your whole body is going to be affected, right? One way or the other.
The body's all interconnected. We have thousands of symptoms. We have up to maybe 14 systems.
Wow. That's pretty sweet. So in terms of, you know, the book categories, give us a teaser for our listeners of a little breakdown of what the book altogether entails.
Well, I break it down into 10 chapters and 10 different breakdowns. So essentially, of course, there's an introduction, and the introduction is essentially what's going on. So, for instance, we live now in what we call Farmageddon. Farmageddon is since 1985 when the U.S. government has allowed pharmacological or pharmacies or these big pharma, if you will, to advertise, we've had an exponential increase in the amount of medicines that have been sold. We are, in the United States, 4.4% of the U.S. of the population in the U.S. of the world, and we consume 52% of the world's drugs. We consume 80% of the world's pain opiates. So we're living in Farmageddon. So I talk all about that, and I let people know that there's other options other than drugs. So please visit, instead of going to the pharmacy, PH, come visit my farm, F-A-R-M, pharmacy, and let me help you get better. And that's the concept of inside-out health.
I love that. So it's like seeing the different concepts between what affects your body on the inside and outside, right? Like what you consume is what internally affects you too.
Absolutely. Yeah. The external part of the body is what's going on, the internal. If it's external, it's been there for a while. Just remember, when we talk about nutrition, a key component is nutrition is like shoes. There's no one size fits all.
Right. So true. What's a common thing that you find a lot of your patients come in with?
If I had to treat one thing with everybody, mm-hmm. I'll talk nutritional biochemistry now. The number one thing is inflammation. Everybody's inflamed. They did a study and they found out they call America meta-inflammation.
Really?
We are all lowly, chronically inflamed, but it's not contagious. I can't touch you and give it to you, but we're all running inflammation. We're running high. We're inflamed. We're in a degenerative state. If I had to correct one thing in our body, I would say we all move so poorly. We break down. No one thinks about the movement. I mean, I can tell so much from when a person walks in and sits and stands. I can already see, well, you must have a lower back injury because I see the way you're walking. I see the way you're sitting. You're bending at your lumbar spine and now your hips, etc. So if there were two things I had to heal, one, if from the inside out, it would be inflammation. Sugar's a great example.
I was definitely going to say sugar. And I was going to say coffee, too.
Well, I'm pro-coffee, so let's talk about coffee since you brought it up. Mm-hmm. Well, I like coffee. Coffee's great, as long as it's organic coffee. Coffee is the most consumed beverage in America. Mm-hmm. However, it's also the most sprayed item that we consume in America. So if we have organic coffee, we're not getting any pesticides. So coffee is fine. But the question is, what do we take the coffee? Are we taking it black? Are we taking it with almond milk with no additives? Are we taking it with artificial sweeteners like Sweet and Low? Are we taking it with Equal? Are we taking it with one of those? Because those artificial sweeteners adversely affect our gut. When our gut's affected, we have inflammation.
Right.
So black coffee with a natural almond milk or a coconut milk is a great drink to have every day.
That's good to know. So what's your take, you know, now I'm so fascinated by this. So like skim milk.
Skim milk?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's really interesting. Somebody said to me, we're the only species that drinks another species' milk. Nobody's asking for, you know, the cows don't ask for the breast milk.
That's so true. I had to think about that for a minute. That's so true. Right.
We go to the goat now and this and that. That's great.
Right.
I don't see the calf asking, hey, can I have some, mommy? It's not flying that way.
Right.
But as far as skim milk, a lot of people have dairy issues. So I try and have people not consume the skimmed and the whole milk and things like that. I would much prefer a real coconut milk, a real almond milk. And when I say real, no ingredients.
Right.
So here's my take on a food label, and it's in the book. Real simple. If you have to read it, don't eat it.
Interesting. So it shouldn't be anything complex. It should just be a simple kind of thing. That's what you're saying.
I went to Bronx Science. My friend got 1600 on the SATs, and he looks at these food labels and he says, it's too confusing. There's no food label on a fruit.
Right. So what's actually in it? Exactly. Right.
That's good enough. Right. So it's beef. Is it grass-fed beef? Great. Let's go for it. Is it wild fish? Great. Let's go for it. Is it organic green broccoli? Great. Let's go for it. And if it's in a box and it has a whole label, there's something that's hidden in there.
Right. So fascinating. Dr. Rob, you're very inspiring. So tell us, so obviously the book's available on Amazon. Where else can people get it?
Well, they can get it on Amazon.com. Go to it. Like you said, it's an Amazon bestseller. They can always call me in my office at 914-287-6464, drrobertsilverman.com. I'm a Facebook guy. I'm all on the social media. We connected. So my social media, my Facebook handle, as they say, I'm trying to be,
No, that was good. That was perfect. That was going to be my next question. Go for it.
Go for it. Dr. Robert Silverman and Twitter at your sports doc.
Perfect. And what about Instagram?
Instagram, NY ChiroCare.
Perfect. Well,
I got them all right.
Yeah, you did. Great.
My social media team will be happy. Silverback is going to love me.
Love it. So really briefly, before we do close out, when you're not a busy guy, working or writing, what do you like to do for fun?
For fun?
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I love the organic dining in New York City. And quite frankly, you want to know what's fun? Every day I get to change somebody's life. So for me, every day is fun, and that's every day. People call it work. I call it luck, fun, and I'm a very fortunate person.
That's very nice. That's so impacting that you change lives every day.
That's the whole goal. I mean, I always tell everybody, I told my brethren, my doctor brethren, I said, we have the best job in the world. We get to help people, and once in a while, we get paid.
Right. It's true, though. So give us a quick restaurant of advice that's organic that you love.
My favorite organic restaurant, mm-hmm. It's in Westchester. It's pricey, so it's going to bend the credit card, but it would be Stone Barns at Blue Hill. But if you want something down in the East Village, I love my organic grill. It is my favorite. Those wood chairs, they're just like old school when I was 20. My wife doesn't like them. It hurts a little tuchus. But nevertheless, I love my organic grill.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on today. It was such a pleasure to have you.
It was my pleasure. Just remember, beauty is only skin deep, but health runs throughout the body. Take care of your body. It's the only place you have to live.
So true. All right, everybody. Be sure to follow Dr. Rob Silverman on all his social media. Definitely check out Inside Out Health on Amazon or on his website. And stay tuned till next time. Today, the show is brought to you by ConnectPay.com. Don't forget the social scene is where you can get seen today by thousands between blogger placements, special events, radio features, magazine features, and more. Contact us today at jzsocialenterprises@gmail.com.